Imagine transforming from a monolingual engineering graduate convinced you lack the language gene to a hyperpolyglot speaking over 12 languages fluently. This is exactly what Benny Lewis accomplished, and his revolutionary approach has helped thousands of frustrated language learners discover that their previous failures weren't due to lack of talent, but simply using the wrong approach. The traditional education system treats languages like academic subjects, focusing on memorizing vocabulary facts and grammar rules while postponing the actual benefits of communication. But languages aren't meant to be studied, they're meant to be lived. What separates successful language learners from unsuccessful ones isn't some mythical talent, but passion, a genuine desire to connect with people and cultures through their language. When you shift your perspective from seeing language as an academic challenge to viewing it as a bridge for human connection, everything changes. The most powerful catalyst for language learning isn't talent, it's genuine passion. My perspective on Irish transformed when I made Irish-speaking friends in Spain's Gaeltacht region, and German became meaningful once I started using it with native speakers. While career advancement rarely sustains language learning, authentic interest in speaking the language does. The notion that adults can't learn languages like children lacks scientific support. Adults have advantages. They understand 93% of emotional communication through nonverbal cues and can focus specifically on language elements. Studies show adults excel at learning grammar rules compared to children. The challenge isn't age, but approach. Adults often fear mistakes and favor academic study over immersion. The language gene myth dissolves when considering global multilingualism. Places like Luxembourg routinely produce trilingual children, and most of the world speaks multiple languages. Your ancestors likely did too. Time constraints aren't insurmountable. Most successful language learners balance jobs and responsibilities. I learned Italian while working 60-plus hours weekly by using every spare moment, from elevator waits to commutes. Many learners postpone conversations until they feel ready, but this perfect moment never arrives. There will always be more to learn. Successful language learners set specific targets with deadlines rather than making vague resolutions. Framing goals as missions with clear objectives adds urgency and motivation. While fluent in 3 months isn't mandatory, specific timeframes dramatically improve success. Fluency means being able to express oneself easily and articulately, not passing as a native speaker. The Common European Framework provides standardized levels from A1 A2 beginner, B1 B2 intermediate, to C1 C2 advanced. True fluency starts at B2, where one can interact naturally with native speakers without strain. Achieving fluency requires focused hours, not just time passing. A 3-month goal demands about 2 hours of daily intensive study, long enough to achieve proficiency, but short enough to maintain urgency. Many missions targeting specific challenges help maintain momentum. For example, when learning Mandarin, I first mastered tones, then focused on memorizing phrases. These targeted missions create measurable progress while building toward larger goals. Learning vocabulary requires smart associative techniques, not rote memorization. Ancient Greeks developed remarkable memories through these methods out of necessity, while our modern reliance on technology has diminished these skills. The keyword method leverages vivid imagery for memorable associations. For example, learning gare, French for train station, by imagining Garfield rushing through a station to catch a train, or mubiao, Chinese for target, by picturing a cow saying moo while being hit by a bee arrow saying ow. These absurd mental images create stronger neural connections than repetitive drilling. Spaced repetition optimizes learning by prioritizing difficult words while spacing out review of mastered ones. Apps like Anki automate this process, making it easy to study during spare moments throughout the day. Learning complete phrases enables immediate communication without perfect grammar. Singing phrases aids retention while memorizing mini scripts for common conversations, introductions, origins builds confidence and naturally progresses to more complex language use. You don't need to travel abroad to learn a language. You must simply speak with other human beings. Living in a country doesn't guarantee language acquisition, as shown by many expats who remain in their protective expat bubble of native language speakers rather than integrating with locals. Human interaction is the core of language learning. Think of Human Being 2.0 as the ultimate language learning tool, featuring natural conversation, context-based understanding, and pressure to speak. Courses, software, and books are merely supplements to real human interaction. You can cultivate passion through cultural immersion, watching films, listening to music, and connecting with native speakers online. Katsumoto reached business-level Japanese in 18 months while in Utah through virtual immersion. Passionate learners like Moses McCormick, who created a female persona to practice Hong, demonstrate the creative lengths some go to for practice opportunities. Finding native speakers is easier than ever through platforms like Couchsurfing.org, Internations.org, Meetup.com, Facebook groups, university boards, and local community spaces. I've used these to practice various languages worldwide, from Italian in Amsterdam to sign language in Hong Kong. The most crucial advice for language learners is to speak immediately. Don't wait until you feel ready. There's never a perfect moment. The biggest mistake isn't using incorrect grammar, but failing to communicate at all. Even with minimal vocabulary, attempting conversation beats silence. You're never starting from zero. Cognates, common words, and experience with body language provide a foundation. Early conversations focus on simple questions and answers while exposing you to natural language use. Make a concrete plan. Arrange a meeting with a native speaker or schedule a language exchange. This creates a real deadline. Prepare essential phrases like, "How are you?" "My name is." "Could you repeat that?" And "What does that mean?" As a beginner, simplify your speech. Use basic modal verbs like want and can instead of complex tenses. For example, say, "I want to go to Spain in summer," rather than, "I will travel to Spain in July." When you hesitate, use expressive body language to maintain engagement, like Captain Jack Sparrow, transform pauses into dramatic moments. Language learning opens doors to extraordinary experiences. Through languages, I've shared meals with Italian families, appeared on foreign television, and danced with a president. Moments born from the courage to communicate, not perfect grammar. Being mistaken for a native speaker requires adopting local customs and mannerisms. Even with an accent, you can blend in by matching clothing styles, body language, and cultural expressions. When learning multiple languages, wait until reaching B2 fluency in one before starting another. Focus on mastering each language completely, including its cultural elements and distinct personality. Julie Ferguson's story exemplifies determination. Despite being severely deaf and partially blind, she learned 5 languages, proving that success requires mindset over perfect circumstances. As the Czech proverb says, "You live a new life for every new language you speak." The journey begins with a simple decision to connect with others through their language, starting with the courage to speak.